Hello, this is Joel Sapasic, and welcome to Fired Up Twice Daily on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to another edition, an off-season edition, but everything is going crazy in the Canadian Football League. Welcome to No Yards with my captain, Jared Baffy. All right, Jared, before we start talking about the Canadian Football League, what were your thoughts about the Alliance of American Football, not to be confused with the World Canadian Football League?
There's a World Canadian Football League? Wow.
I'm going to break the news here. You know, the CFL has signed on the deal, like we talked about, with Mexico, with Germany, with France, with Swahili, with Taiwan. So now they're not called the Canadian Football League. They want to be called the World Canadian Football League. So try to make sense of that. Not the World Football League, the World Canadian Football League. So my question to you, Jared, I know it's a skill testing question. The World Canadian Football League, is it more popular than the NFL, which is only an American league, but is it an American league because they play some games in the UK? So it's NFL National Football League, but the World Canadian Football League plays all over the world. So which one is a better football? And again, the Alliance of American Football, only American teams play. Get it? Good. There you go.
That sounds too complicated to me.
I know. I have a headache already. All right. So let's talk about the Canadian Football League. Upheaval, if you want to say it. The league's upside down. Bo Levi Mitchell tries out for NFL job. And he does not want to be in the NFL. He wants to return back to the World Canadian Football League.
Well, I think what happened there was, like, I mean, he worked out for like 8 different NFL teams and none of them seemed that interested. So I think he just kind of said, oh, forget it. Because I really believe that he wanted an NFL team to come to him and say, we want you on our team. He didn't want to just float into the NFL and kind of go, well, you know, maybe somebody will sign me, maybe they won't. Like, I mean, he's been working out with different NFL teams since the end of the season back in November. So up until now, no team has really come to him with a solid statement that says, we would like you to be a part of our team. So now he's back with the Calgary Stampeders for another 4 years, which I thought was a bit interesting because I know that Toronto was hot on his scent to try and bring him to the Six, and that would have been huge for the Argonauts. I really think if Bo Levi came to Toronto that people might have started to care about the Argos again. They've done almost nothing. Like, I haven't heard a whisper from the Argonauts. Like, are they awake? Well, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, the Argos are actually sleeping. They're trying to negotiate a deal for the replacement for Sebastian Giovinco, but they don't know that Sebastian Giovinco plays world football, not the World Canadian Football. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Now, the Edmonton Eskimos, they lost a quarterback, but they signed formerly Ottawa's quarterback Harris to replace the departed Riley there. Also, the Rough Riders make a big, big push to Johnson and be CFL's highest paid defender. All right. So, and of course, the Lions signed Mike Riley, who was from Edmonton. Like, these are skill testing questions here. 2 + 2 = 6, not 4. But doesn't mean it's 4.
I guess. I don't know. I was shocked to hear that Harris and Ellingson both went to Edmonton. When the reports were all coming out on Monday that Mike Riley's basically guaranteed to go to BC, I went, oh boy, I mean, Edmonton's lost their president and CEO. Now they've lost their starting quarterback. They're just losing everybody. And now, I mean, they've completely overhauled their team. I mean, just go to the CFL Instagram page and there's all kinds of photos of new Eskimos, and it's not just, you know, oh, they've signed this guy that's probably going to be on the secondary. they've completely revamped their starting lineup from top to bottom. Mike Riley's there now, like we said, Trevor Harris is there, like we said, with Craig Ellingson. They've brought in defensive stars like Don Unumba and Larry Dean, two big subtractions from the Hamilton Tiger Cats defense. It's just been a total upheaval of the Edmonton Eskimos, and I believe that they'll be competitive again because these are all very good players going to Edmonton. So I was, I was glued to Twitter all day.
All right, so BC Lions signed Daron Carter also, and also the Owls signed DeVar Posey, formerly of the Argos and of the Lions. But I want to talk about Daron Carter. Now, sources have told me, sources within the World Canadian Football League told me that he's going to play offense and defense. Figure that out.
Well, he's kind of done that before. You know, he was used as a defensive back just because he's so tall, able to reach up and knock passes down. But then also, of course, on offense, because he's, again, able to reach up and haul down a pass because he's so damn tall. So it makes sense to me. And, you know, we talk about upheaval of a team as far as the Eskimos go. BC Lions have really changed their team, too. I mean, they brought in the TSN's top national, as national being Canadian, top Canadian free agent in Suk Chung, the big offensive lineman. I'm almost at a loss for words just what's been going on. Most of the big fish are basically gone, and the three surprises, two surprises for me is that Ottawa and Toronto have done next to nothing.
My question to you, you mentioned some TSN. I don't know who are these people. Are they are you talking like an Italian TV station? Italian TSN, eh? What's wrong?
Yeah.
Come on. I don't understand. But anyways, would this continue in the next week or two as free agency and seriously turned upside down? And it's getting, like, we're joking about that, you know, the commissioner, Andrew Mosey, is going to France, to Germany, to Mexico. He's turning the Canadian Football League upside down. And now, who's playing who? For example, I need a program at the best of times to tell who's playing who. But these are big, big names switching around.
Yeah, I know. I'm still lost for words. There's only a few. The CFL made a top 30 pending free agents list, and there's only six left on the list that haven't been signed. And most of them have moved. William Powell, think about Ottawa. They've lost the majority of their starting offense. William Powell's gone to Saskatchewan. We've already talked about Ellingson and Harris, and they've lost a couple other players whose names are currently escaping me. Here we go. Sir Vincent Rogers, one of their top offensive linemen's gone to Edmonton. Daron Carter to BC. The biggest surprise for me is the biggest question I think now is what's going to happen with Jonathan Jennings from BC. And I know there's been interest from Ottawa, and I think that would be a smart move for Ottawa to pick up a guy like Jonathan Jennings, because I'm not sure Dominic Davis is quite ready yet. And picking up a guy like Jennings would also, I think, be a smart move for the Toronto Argonauts, because nobody has really seen any kind of ability to take control of an offense from either McLeod Bethel Thompson or James Franklin. Whereas Jonathan Jennings, yes, the BC Lions weren't overly successful under him, but the BC Lions were more successful under Jennings than certainly the Argos were under either of their current quarterbacks. And Yes, Dominic Davis was decent for the Red Blacks, but I'm just not sure that he's ready for a starting job yet. And I think if you're the Red Blacks and they can bring Jennings in to, you know, then you can mold both Jennings and Davis into kind of a 1A, 1B tandem for down the line.
All right, final question here on the offseason edition of CFL No Yards with my captain, Jared Baptie. You mentioned everybody on the Argos quarterback list, but you forgot to mention a guy named Ray Rickey. Yes, Ray Rickey, because to keep the form here, everything is opposite. Ricky.
Are you reading it right to left there?
Yeah, right to left to right, whatever. So the Argos in the CFL, you need a quarterback. You desperately need a quarterback. You talked about Bethel Thompson. You talked about other guys, but you did not talk about Ricky Ray. Now, what's the latest that you hear from Ricky Ray? Because if you're going to turn around the fortunes, the Argos won the Grey Cup two years ago now. Last year, they were the worst team in the league, 4-14. You need a quarterback to go opposite 14-4.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like he's... I think as far as we know, it's still that Ricky Ray is going to play for the Argos for another year. He has talked about wanting to stay and wanting to play another year. I personally don't think that's the greatest idea, and it seems that a lot of folks in the media kind of feel the same, that Ricky should retire, because he's, you know, if he sustains another injury like he did last year, I don't know. It'll be tough. But as far as I know, he's supposed to be back, and it should be very interesting to pay attention to exactly what he does. And again, I still think, even if Ricky Ray comes back, I still think Jonathan Jennings is a good pickup for the Argonauts, because if Ricky goes down, or even if he doesn't go down, if you still want Ricky Ray to play out a season, you can give him a couple of games off and still be confident enough in Jonathan Jennings that you'll be able to come out with a win.
All right. Well, that's my captain, Jared Baptie. And I started off with this, but you never answered it. What were your thoughts about the American Alliance Football, or Alliance of American
Football? The Alliance of American Football, there it is. I know, I want to say it the other way, too. It feels better when you say American Alliance of Football or something like that. I think it's great, to be honest. I think it's really cool that it beat out the ratings of the NBA that night. And I would personally like to see a kind of an agreement between the two, between the AAF and the CFL, to maybe say, you know, if you're young and healthy and you want to play as much football as you possibly can as an athlete, then allow them to be able to participate in both leagues. Why not? Yes, it's a lot of football, and yes, that's a long time, but, you know, I don't see why not. But from what I'm seeing, athletes and media and insiders alike are talking about that the young American talent that isn't making the NFL is more likely going to stay and play in the AAF than they are to come up to the CFL. And that's exactly why Randy Ambrosi is going out to try and outsource and make the CFL a more international league, so that the league can pull talent from elsewhere as the American pool may start to dry up a little bit.
All right. That's Jared Baptie. Jared, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Well, I'm on Twitter. You can send me a tweet at Captain Baptie, or send me an email, Jared, J-E-R-R-E-D, at barnburner.ca, and be sure to tune in to the to CWHL Over the Glass as well, because we've been talking about the Canada-USA rivalry series that's on this week. And I guess by the time this is up, we'll know who's won at least one of the games.
All right, well, that's Captain Jerry Bappe. He's going to actually boating now in the snow. Yes, in the snow, because it's instead of water, it's all ice, and you could slide on by. First down there, Jared. First down. All right.
Yeah.
That's another edition of CFL or CW, Canadian World Football League, no yards. Is there no yards in the world? All right. Thanks a lot, Jared.
Thanks, Joe. Talk to you again.